Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit, not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart needed and your soul desires for this day and this moment in time on Wednesday. Ashe. A thought for Wednesday to carry you through this beautiful day. Listening and sharing with intention. Remembering that each day in your life is unique. As we all know, after living in this ever expansive an aggressive world of technology, not all the information we are fed is based on truth or wisdom. Wednesday affords us an opportunity to stop, look, listen. If we want to be given information that is true, or are we listening to the noise that distracts us from what is in fact the truth? Sometimes, I'll be honest, I just want to shut down my habit of checking in with social media and the noise of mainstream media, and take refuge away from deciphering the lies and deceptions of endless chatter by taking flight to retreat to nature. No phone, no television, no idle conversations with people who refuse to be honest and objective. I don't know about you, but I think I'm hungry for sacred communication that has the tenets of care, clarity, intention, and honesty. I think we all need to have moments when we are communicating our ability to come from a place of pure honesty and reverence in how we talk and listen to each other. We want to communicate our ideas with people that are earnest and receptive to making a space to be present and attentive to what we are trying to share. You want, as I want, to be in communication with someone that is not afraid to be vulnerable to express their thoughts and feelings with you. Many of us are unaware that our soul expression needs to have an opportunity to be in full expression without roadblocks or preconceived biases to what is in our mind, heart, and soul that we need to share. You know, when I taught preschool, I used to engage the children in what we called group time. It was an opportunity for each child to feel safe to share their thoughts with their classmates. It was my favorite time of the day because it was so amazing to see how free and uninhibited they learned to be in expressing themselves. And it was even more amazing how they validated each other. In the process of ensuring that a child felt that they had my full intention and attention, when things would come up that had to be resolved, I had the habit of getting down to their level and saying to them, "I'm listening to what you have to say. So find me with your eyes, because I'm opening my ears and I'm finding you with my eyes so I can know exactly what you need to share with me." You see, being present and intentionally attentive is the key to the communication that we need from each other. It's a sort of no holds back relationship, but it's done with care and thoughtfulness and respect and compassion. Without those elements, we really do not commune or communicate effectively, appropriately, and authentically with each other. So breathe. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. Allow yourself to express, because what you are holding is your truth, and your truth might liberate and bless someone else's soul expression. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting our humanity. Ashe. Ashe. Won't you have a blessed and beautiful, amazing day. Closing, I want to thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you. Release what does not. And move forward wrapped in love, grace, clarity, and compassion. Compassion for yourself and compassion for others. Go gently about your Wednesday. Speak your truth. Breathe deeply. And so it is. Ashe.